What's up, everybody? So this is the long-awaited, it's not long-awaited, podcast that I've wanted to do, I guess, again. I just noticed, actually, just before I started up this podcast, that it's still running underneath the name of, like, My Lemonade. That's gonna change. Right now, it's kind of, like, called Untapped, Unnamed. I don't even know what it's called. But I don't want it to be under the My Lemonade thing. I'm gonna leave the other episodes there, so if you wanna see ultimately what I used to do when it came to podcasts and what I wanted to do with that in the past, maybe I'll delete them, maybe I won't. I don't know. I did a post for this on my Instagram as to what people wanted to see the content be for this podcast. And the choices were like planned topics, which I guess would be like what the other ones would have been like, or just random stuff, which I guess is what this is, because that's what won. It doesn't mean that I won't do any like planned stuff, and I won't, it's not to say that I won't have like a potential theme for everything, but if you're looking for like a podcast that's going to be like, this is what you're going to learn today, then that's probably not going to be this. I mean, I'm hoping to teach you guys stuff, but it's not like in the sense of like, here's the lesson for today. It'll be like, here's the story of my life and here's what I learned from it. And it might apply to you and it might not. It might just be random entertainment for you and it might not. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this all out, and so kind of stick around, I guess, if you want. It might seem like at the beginning that I'm all not professional and I don't have the clickbaity title and the graphics and all that type of fun jazz, but someday I might. But if you want someone that's gonna be completely real and basically say this is how I feel and this is how I think and this is what I've learned, and I mean this is I guess the best for you, and then you're in the right spot, right? Right now I'm kind of recording this through my phone on Anchor, and I noticed that when I first started recording this, it stopped recording as soon as my phone went into sleep mode. So I went into my phone and I'm like messing around trying to find the display settings and stuff to find like, don't turn off the screen. Like, don't ever go to sleep. And that doesn't exist. Is that a new thing? Like, the phones not have the ability not to sleep because since we're like as a society we're so set up to the idea of like keep going and notifications in and just crushing under all these like things just hitting us 24/7 that we don't have the ability now to sleep it for never. So the best I could do was like don't sleep for 10 minutes. So now I have to like keep an idea of like when every 10 minutes is so I can touch the phone just slightly, give it a little rub so that it doesn't fall asleep and screw up my podcast. That's weird, man. I don't know. So yeah, this is gonna be a bunch of like random stuff and what I'm thinking and kind of what I'm going through. And like the one thing I definitely wanted to do, like even though I said I wasn't gonna do planned topics and all that type of stuff, that the first episode that I wanted to do, which is this one, I want to talk about toxic people. Some toxic ass people out there. And it's like I was talking with a friend of mine and I was talking about this whole idea of like, oh, there's so many like there's like, I think he was just giving me like an example of something that was happening in his life, and I'm like, you know what, with the people in this world, my like the saying I was gonna say was that doesn't like that surprises me, but then I like changed it to that doesn't surprise me. Like, as I'm getting older, things aren't really surprising me anymore because, like, I don't know. It's, I don't know if like the shades are coming off or the tint is coming off, and I don't mean that in a negative. Like, if there's any younger listeners out here, I don't want you to be like, As soon as I hit JC's age, my life is over. I'm done. Like, it's, I'm gonna see all the real colors and I'm not gonna like it and I'm gonna get depressed. No. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting. I guess that's the way of saying it. Like, life is interesting. Because, like, even when I look at this whole idea of, like, toxic people, it's not like an, I guess I don't really see it as a bad thing. Maybe I should, but I see it as, like, an interesting thing, right? So, like, there's two people that, like, kind of come to my mind. I'm never gonna name them. That's not my thing. That's not how I was raised, to kind of be like, yo, this person screwed me up, or this person, you know, fucked me over. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I said that. Oh, disclaimer, if you don't like swearing, this is not gonna be for you, because I don't swear all the time. Maybe I do, but I don't want to kind of censor myself to kind of, I don't know, I'm just going to talk the way I talk. It is what it is. But anyways, like, so I'm not going to point people out, because that's not how I was raised. Like, and like I said, it's not like so much that I look at things and be like, yo, like, like, this person is bad and all that type of stuff, because I'm not saying that. Toxic to me is, like, I don't know, like, something that is not going in the same direction you are. And that's such a really kind of, like, odd way to kind of look at things as well, because, like, that's like saying, like, everything that's not going your way is wrong. Then it's not. And it's also not saying that the way that you're going is, like, the way that everybody should, like, go. I'm not saying that, but you have to pick, like, what you want to do in life. And an unpopular belief would be, like, I honestly don't think, like, there's a definitive age for that. A lot of people think that, like, you should figure out what you want to do in your life 17, 18, 19, 20. And 20 is cutting it, right? 20 is pushing it. 20 is a point where, like, if you start getting into your 20s, society looks at you and is just like, yo, you're a late bloomer. You're all that crap, right? And I don't think that's true. I mean, there's plenty of examples, and I mean, maybe down the road we'll talk about examples of people that, you know, started late and rocked it. I don't know. Like, maybe that'll be a topic or rant or whatever you want to call it down the road. But there's plenty of examples of people that started late because they just didn't know, you know, what they were doing. And I think life is kind of like eating. Like, as you develop your palate of life, your palate of taste, right? You try like these things that, like, your family's just like, you gotta eat these, these vegetables, this meat and all that type of stuff. And then, like, one day you're out with said friend and said friend's like, well, this is what I eat, and you eat it and you're just like, that's fucking amazing, right? And because of that, you're just like, well, I wanna try more of that circle. And you just keep trying more and more circles. And it gets to the point where, like, you start to develop your own palate. And then you kind of go from there. And you kind of build off of that, right? It's kind of what life is like, you know? Everybody's got their things that they were kind of, like, taught, you know, about what, I don't know, they should do and shouldn't do in life. And should and shouldn't think in life. And you start exchanging ideas. I mean, like, the book that I'm reading is 101 Simple Truths for a Better Life by Humble the Poet. And he was even talking about this whole idea of, like, you know, go out and meet as many people as possible, right? Heck, even talk to people that you know are not going to agree with you, because that will open your mind up to different types of ways of thinking. And yeah. That's kind of where it's going. So like, kind of going all the way back to toxic, right, which I was talking about, it's not in line with the way that I think and the way that I do things, but I understand that that's the way that they were brought up, and that is the I guess, the mindset that they have. And I can't really fault them for that mindset because that's based upon their unique identifiers and unique atmospheres and all that type of stuff that they grew up in. Does that make sense? Like, does that make sense? We're always, like, as humans, we're always looking for, like, a, these people are wrong, keep them away, you know, and looking for ways to identify the people that are around us so that we can choose whether or not we keep them in their life or not. It's interesting that we do that, right? But for me, okay, so I'll tell you the negative people that I've dealt with. And it's just the two that came to mind, and these are the two that, like, ultimately delayed this podcast. This is the two that delayed my brand building and all the fun jazz that I wanted to do at the beginning of the year and stuff like that, because it screwed me up. Because it was, like, completely against what I was thinking or thought or taught, right? So the first one, this person, I was like, you know, trying to be, you know, I was trying to be a nice person to this person. Like, at one point in my life, they were like, I guess the easy way of saying it is they were my manager, right? And at one of the jobs, let's just say that, at one of the jobs that I took at one point. And so, like, you know how, you, like, when you're with your boss, like, there's definitely some bosses out there that you're just like, ah, this guy's cool, or, you know, this lady's okay or great or whatever have you, right? Like, and then you're just, like, you kind of vibe with that, right? And then there's some people where you're just like, yo, this person sucks. But you're like, this is my job, so whatever. I'm gonna show up with a smile, and when they ask me to do something, I'm going to do it anyways because I need the job or whatever have you, or, right? And this is all reasons why people do that stuff. But, I mean, like, when I worked for this person, it was cool. I mean, when I had this job, it was like, whatever. It was a whatever job, but the people there were like, They were cool. Like, I get it. It was kind of like, you know, like, you know, when you have people in the trenches doing the same crap that you are, and, like, ultimately there's, like, an understanding across everybody there that we hate this shit. We hate this shit, but we're gonna do this crap together so that we can make our money and then do other stuff, right? That's kind of the mentality that was there. But anyways, I left. And I left to go to school. So I kept talking to this person, and I guess, like, ultimately they made some poor decisions in life where ultimately everything that they had was stacked on this one job, and that fell through, and that sucks. Like, that sucks. Like, I couldn't even think about what I would do if I'd be in that type of thing, like, right? Like, everything that I do right now is around, like, social media and gaming. Like, if all of a sudden Microsoft was like, you know what, I think we're done with gaming. We're just gonna step out of this and just work on computers. Or, like, if Facebook or Instagram and all that type of stuff was just like, yeah, it was a fun run, we're just gonna stop. I guess, I mean, like, that would rock me, right? What the hell am I gonna do at that point? Like, I put so much time and effort into social media and gaming. And I don't mean social media in the sense of, like, you know, the people that are doing, like, you know, building the gram for, I don't know, no reason, I guess. Or trying to be an influencer, I guess. I don't know. For me, like, if anybody wanted to know, like, why did I start building my Instagram? I started building my Instagram for myself. And I know, like, if you're trying to build, like, be an influencer and try to build a brand, people are just like, you can't build for yourself, man. You gotta make sure that you're providing value to the people that are watching and all that type of stuff. And I get that. That's cool. And I'm starting to do that more and more, but like ultimately, I just wanted a way to kind of chronolize. Is that a word? Chronolize? I mean, my brain picked it, but is that a real word? But like, I just wanted a way to kind of like, almost like my Instagram is like a diary of my life. So I can like literally search back through and be like, oh shit, that was great, and that food was great, and that destination was great, and that time was great. It's kind of like what I did, but like now I'm trying to add value to it and kind of put my lessons that basically are kind of going to be in this podcast anyways, but I put that into posts because I think for me, like the whole world is about sharing and sharing your knowledge, and it's kind of like that's the quickest way that the human race is gonna develop. And I would love to have like a mark like that, be like, this happened because of JC, you know? Like, I'm not really a person that's all about legacies of just like these five kids are JCs. I'd rather be like this technology thing was because of JC. I'd rather have that than to have like a baby legacy. And there's nothing against a baby legacy. Ugh. It just occurred to me that there's been a lot of times where I'm gonna probably say stuff in this podcast and people are gonna be like, ugh, he doesn't get it. Like, maybe, I don't know. It's just not for me. Not to say I won't have kids. Anyways, that's off topic. Anyways, so like when I back to the person. So when I left, I kept talking and stuff like that, and like I said, things fell through with the job and like they had nothing. And so like they kind of saw that I was building my own business, and I don't know if they just always thought I was bright or whatever have you, but they always used to kind of say like, don't forget me when you're at the top. And I was just like, I won't. Even though I don't know what that even means. I don't know what they want. Like, do they want money? It's like, is that what they're looking for? Like, I don't know. And then what was my response? What does that mean back? Like, I'm gonna give you money? Like, I don't know what that even means. But anyways, so that kind of happened and happened. It was on and off, on and off. And this person would like, he would like delete me on like social media and stuff from time to time. And I'm not saying like I watch, like hardcore watch when someone like disassociates themselves with me. I mean, at the beginning I kind of did because I was in that building mode and I cared about numbers. I don't really care about numbers now. Like, to me more it's about like providing, you know, valuable content to other people and then just having fun myself, right? But he would like unfollow me, so I'm just like, well, you don't create content anyways, so I'm unfollow you. You're not supporting me, so why should I support you in that sense, right? And I know that's not what it's about, but that's how I was at one point. So, that kind of went back and forth. And he used to always tell me just like, oh, it's because I was drunk and that's why I unfollowed you. And I was like, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. You're just like, I'm gonna get drunk tonight and unfollow people on Instagram. Like, what? I don't know what that means. But okay. And so like we started kept talking, and then he would send me jokes. And his jokes were always like lowbrow, right? And I think people know what I mean when they say lowbrow. Like, you know how like you have like just stupid jokes, I guess is the best way of saying it. Very easily, stupid jokes. They don't really require you to really think about the punchline. Like a lowbrow joke. I guess a lowbrow joke would be like a knock knock, right? It's not a lot really, not a lot to it. Pretty straightforward. Knock knock, who's there? And then whatever, right? Also, you could say lowbrow in the sense of like the content of it. But that's even kind of like iffy, right? Because if you have some really good, really, really good, like I've heard some like some dirty jokes, and the punchline is like so good that I'm just like, that's smart as fuck, right? Not to say like dirty as in like derogatory or stuff like that. I'm just talking about like maybe even sexual or whatever, right? Like, it's whatever, right? Someone always tells you a dirty joke at some point, and there's some ones that are really good, and there's some ones that are just, yeah, whatever. You just basically have that joke so you can say that word or speak about that content in a lighter managed a lighter manner, right? So, but anyways, so like he would send me jokes, and I'm like, yeah, these are funny, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like I'm not laughing hardcore, but like you get that like light chuckle, right? And so this person, the jokes started becoming like harsher and harsher, and I guess I don't know. I just like it was like I was having a hard time even liking it. There was this one video they sent me. And this was on the one day that I kind of was like, I'm a nut. I'm a nut. That's it. That I'm done. And like, so it was a video of this like, I don't know if it was a woman in Africa or what country this was, and you could tell just by the way that she was acting that she was either at a breaking point or something. There was a mental issue, definitely. That's the best way of saying it, right? She was dressing, she was completely naked, jumping around, jumping all over this car, and she ended up peeing on like the guy's like sunroof. And the person that's inside was kind of like giggling and like laughing and filming the whole thing. And like this is a human being that's like not having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like we can really kind of break it down, but that's like the best generalized way of saying it is like this person needs assistance, and your first thought is, I'm gonna record this for what? For virality? Oh damn. I'm hitting some really weird words on this podcast. Virality? Is that a word too? Basically the whole notion of trying to go viral. Right? Like that's kind of what they were doing. Like they'll slap a world star on it, which most of the stuff that comes off a world star, I really don't care. It's just like people are just like, look at this, look what's happening here. But my thought always is like, you're recording this, like you're not assisting, you're not trying to help this person. Your first thought is let's get my phone out and record this, right? I don't know, like especially when you see these people flipping out on stores. And like 9 times out of 10, like the person's flipping out even more because you're recording them. Like it's like, anyways, I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole today. But anyways, so that's what they sent me, and I'm just like, and so my response this time wasn't LOL, like a simple LOL to kind of like shirk it and be like, get out of here, whatever. It was just like, I feel really bad for her. And I do. I felt extremely terrible for her. I'm just like, no one's helping her. They're just allowing her to continue to suffer, right? So that's fucked. And like, so when I said that, they laughed. And I'm like, whatever. Then like later that night, and this was like during a time when I was like, yeah, to be honest, I was high at the time, right? Because it was a late night. I'm gonna chill out, have a good time, right? Just kind of chill out and play some video games Friday night. Right. And so I was high, and like this person sent me literally, I'm just gonna kind of just glaze over it really quickly, but it was human torture between a group of people and one person. And somebody was filming it. And it was like, it's bad. Like, because of it, I struggled. I didn't sleep that night at all. I also had a hard time eating. Just my whole world just went boom, like just gone. I was just like, this is in this world. Like, there's people doing this and they think it's entertainment or whatever have you. I don't care what the reason for recording it is. So I said to the person, I was like, I didn't deserve for you to send this to me because it's really screwed me up. Like, it really did. And they laughed. And they're just like, this is a classic. I'm like, in what world is this a classic? Classic to me is like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, Saved by the Bell, Fruit by the Foot, like all that crap. In what world is this classic? And they just kept laughing, and so I was just like, nah, I'm not having this. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm continuing to speak to this person out of, like, the goodness of my own heart, even though I don't support their direction or their content. And, you know, like, that's where I was just like, I'm done. Like, no, I don't need to have this. So I started blocking them from everything. And as I'm blocking them, they're contacting me and laughing for the fact that I'm blocking them. So, like, for me, that was just like, that's like, that was like a icing on the cake. I was just like, whatever. Okay, cool. I guess I made a good decision. I'm out, done, and that's it. And again, like, so, like, this is kind of what I was trying to talk about at the beginning, this whole idea of, like, your journey versus other people's journey. And so that person's journey in life is toxic to mine because it's not the same as mine. Not to say that it's wrong, right? It's just different, right? And that's the best way you can have to look at it, is because you can't really kind of look at somebody and say, like, their direction is wrong. Because all of their decisions in life are based upon what they were taught and the atmospheres that surrounded them, right? I can tell you that from my point of view, the individual that I was interacting with was going through mental breaks. Because, in my opinion, they no longer understood what was classified as shareable content and what wasn't shareable content. And maybe it was, like, you know, a way of testing the waters with how far they can go now that things in their life are basically falling down. I don't know. Like, I mean, and there might be people listening to this and being like, oh, no, that person was inherently wrong. And, you know, all that stuff, right? Like, whatever. There's no sense to keep, like, to kind of keep folks in the past. And I'm only doing this, like, to kind of, like, get it out there and kind of, like, tell you what I think is toxic, I guess, right? But beyond this podcast, like, once this podcast is done, that's it. And then I'll be moving on to whatever the next rant is at that time, right? The second toxic person that rocked my world in December was a relationship, right? And so this one's, like, interesting because, like, this is, like, that's not new to me, but it's, like, the first time that I've dealt with it. And like I said, like, it's not to say that I'm right, they're wrong. It's not even to say that, like, even what I'm currently saying is right and what they did is wrong, right? This is just my understanding of the situation and ultimately what is perceived, right? Fuck, like, to be honest, I could be completely wrong in how it was perceived, but this is how everything was kind of laid out, right? So with me, like, I met this person through an app, not a dating app. That's the one thing, not a dating app. And so that tells you, like, for everybody who says out there, like, you know, you want to get a date, you should go on Tinder and all that type of stuff. You don't have to. The world is about interactions. And as long as you're out there interacting on any platform, there's the opportunity for anything to happen, to be honest. Right? Relationships, friendships, business networking, right? Doesn't matter where you are, right? Heck, you could even probably business network on Tinder. You could be like, this date sucks, but we're in the same industry. do you think we should work together sometime? Like, you know what? Like, it's whatever it is, right? If you're both adults about it, really, you can, right? Anyways. So I met this person and I had, like, three or four occasions where I went on business meetings with them, right, to discuss business. Like, it's, you know, like, I'm trying to build my business, I'm trying to find key players to help me build my business. And during, like, every visit, like, they were asking me things that are, like, not business related, it was person related. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting, but whatever. In the end, we ended up, like, going on a date, like an actual date. And it was good. It was like a standard date, right? And we kind of started seeing each other from there. And then I don't know what happened. It was like some, like, switch was, like, flicked on. Like,
And this person was in, like, all right, we're going to Donovan Bailey this shit, like, to marriage. Donovan Bailey's a track runner for Canada. Forgot that I... But, like, yeah, like, just straight, boom, 0 to 100, right? And I'm like, whoa, okay, like, this is not cool. And so we struggled with all that type of stuff. And, like, I remember, like, the first time we had a talk about the fact that there was a struggle. And it was never the fact that I didn't like the person. That's the weirdest thing. Like, I've never had someone that, like, I've been in relationships in the past that, like, have, like, bombed out because I liked them and they didn't like me or vice versa. But this was, like, a relationship that was bombing hard. And both people apparently liked each other. Apparently, right? I can only speak for my side. And so, like, we had the first talk about it. And, like, she was like, I'm not trying to use you for citizenship. And I'm like, I wasn't thinking that. But now that you brought it up, now I am thinking about it. And it was so weird because, like, as soon as she said that, every action that I'd seen prior that was a whoa and a speed moment, I was like, oh, I get this. This is a ticking clock to where you have to leave the country and you're trying to secure, like, permanency in this country. I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Even though the person said, like, I'm not trying to do that, but I'm just like, no, but that makes sense, though. I wasn't even thinking about it, but now that makes so much sense. And, yeah, it's terrible. It was back and forth. And at the time, like, they were so caught up in what was happening around us that it just got worse and worse. Like, it was like, yo, like, your ex, you still talk to your ex? And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm, for all the people out there that, I guess it's a side thing, for all the people out there that don't talk to their ex, cool. For people that talk to their ex, cool. It is what it is. Like, there needs to be, like, some type of understanding where people are just like, yeah, like, I'm still cool with my ex, or fuck them, I'm not talking to them. And, like, whatever the answer is, should be cool. Be an adult about it, right? Like, the way I see it is, like, you got into a relationship with this person because you like them, and on that foundation of like is also trust and loyalty, right? If you're getting in on day one with I like this person but fuck I can't trust them at all, is not good. It's not good. Like, it's gonna have some serious problems. And seriously, that's what I went through. This person, like, every single time they saw, like, that I tagged my ex and stuff, like, and, like, I just said, I don't know if you guys remember from earlier in the podcast, but, like, I built my social media primarily for a diary. So, who's ever in that picture is going to be tagged. And it's not to sit here and be like, yo, it's because like, whatever the reason is, it's not like, it's very black and white in my head. Like, there'll be times where I'll post, like, a clip from Call of Duty or something like that. And there'll be people I don't even talk to anymore. I haven't talked to them for, like, years. Still tagged them because they're there. They're part of that. They're part of that moment. Right. And whether they want to use it as, like, their spring point for their own social medias, whatever, or they don't, it doesn't matter. It's these are the people that I'm here for, or here with, right? I don't know. That's just the way I look at it. It'd be like, let's say you go to a party. This sounds weird, but let's say you go to a party, and Justin Trudeau's there, our prime minister, and then, like, you didn't get to post it, but, like, a year or so later, you go to post it, and Justin Trudeau is no longer the prime minister. You're not going to tag him? You're going to be like, yo, he's no longer the prime minister, though. Like, Get over it. Time to move on to the new prime minister. Like, what? It's social media. Like, some of these people take social media like it's life or death. These are where you're showing your allegiances. Like, I'll be honest, like, I personally don't like Donald Trump. It's and before we go, like, way down that path, but, like, it's not to say that, like, you know, people that are all for Donald Trump are wrong or right either. It's a different view, right? But, like, the thing is, like, if I went to, like, a, I don't know, for some stupid-ass reason, I went to a dinner right beside me with Donald Trump, and we took a fucking selfie. This sounds really messed up, but if we took a selfie, I would still tag him, even though I don't agree with his views. Like, does that make sense? Like, it just, like, it's so black and white to me. Like, social media is like, here's what I'm doing. Here's where I'm going. Here's what I'm about. Like, yeah, you can have posts where you talk about specifically what you're about. But other stuff, like, that social media is like, you know, everybody knows the stupid social media. Like, remember, like, when freaking Facebook first started, you'd get, like, you know, statuses of, like, Kevin is eating a burger at Burger Priest. And you're just like, why the fuck do I care about Kevin eating a burger at Burger Priest? But that's what social media is. It is that, like, people casting out these, like, fishing rods of, like, hey, like, this is what I'm doing, so that someone could be like, yo, I like Burger Priest too. Right? I've never actually had Burger Priest. But anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, like, about that type of stuff. Yes, I get it. Like, if you're gonna post you and that significant other, that, I don't know, but I don't do that stuff either. Like, really, I don't. Maybe I should someday. Maybe, I don't know. But I don't. Like, I post that stuff in stories. Right? Because that's, like, I think stories is more, like, real time. Real time is exactly what's happening. But, like, posts and stuff, those are kind of, like, your opportunity to kind of say, like, you know, this is how I feel, this is what I was doing, and this is what I feel while I was doing that, like, or whatever, right? So, anyway, so, like, they were all hung up on the fact that I was still tagging. Oh, my God. So, you're going to hear this in, like, kind of, like, some type of segment where it's going to be, like, jump, jump. And you're going to be, like, what happened? So, this freaking app, just, Anchor just stopped in the middle of my freaking recording. Like, I got to figure this stuff out. Maybe I should contact Anchor and be, like, yo, what are we going to do here? Like, you stop at a certain time? Like, what is this? It wasn't even like an actual definitive time. It was an arbitrary time. It was like 37 minutes. Not 30 minutes, 37 minutes. But anyways. So there might be some overlap. I don't know. But that being said, where was I anyways? I was talking about talks to people. Anyways, so like, yeah, so she was saying basically like, you know, like, yo, like, you're going to feel bad because like, I'm going to get them fired. I'm going to get them fired from their job because I know their boss. And I'm going to fire them. And then it'll be on your conscience. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, why can't you just, why can't this, like, be between, like, me and you? And, like, the person always said, like, there's too many people involved. I'm just like, because you're involving them. Like, what the fuck? Like, like, stop involving them and there won't be multiple people just, like, you know, around this whole shebang, right? So anyways, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and ultimately got to the point where, like, it was like, yeah, this is not gonna work. It's just like, you know when you kind of, like, realize you don't click with somebody? Whatever reason it is, you just, like, I don't even mean, like, from a relationship. I just mean, like, you know, you're just, like, talking with them, you're just like, nah, like, this is not gonna vibe well, so, you're just like, I'm done. And that's kind of where I was at. Like, I tried, and tried, and tried, and tried, and, like, there was just so many instances where, like, things got worse. Like, I was always told under this premise that, like, yo, if you just give me the official relationship, everything will be good. And I'm like, will it though? Will it though? And so I was like, fine, fuck, like, I like this person, and if this crazy shit would just stop, like, this might be something decent, right? This could be a really good relationship. No. Don't ever think that shit. If shit is red flagging you hardcore, like, just understand those red flags and get out. Get out. You're all going to die down here, right? Like, just get out. Because there was this time we went to this, like, this forest. And, like, prior to that weekend, I was just like, all right, fine, I'm going to do the official shit. And legit, the day before, they came down. Shit hit the fan. And I'm like, fuck, man, like, like, I was about to give you the shit that you wanted, and here you are proving that, like, you can't even go one day without losing your mind. Like, I don't know, like, think about that, like, as a car salesman. Like, I can't even think of the analogy of that, but, like, that would be, like, someone, like, picking you up for, like, a car sales, and then, like, almost driving you into a wall, even though they said they wouldn't do it again next time. You're just like, I'm not buying a car from you anymore. Your sales technique sucks. So like, we went to the forest, and, like, we're just kind of walking around along. It was kind of cool. It was fine. And then, like, they're just like, well, what do you want? Like, what did you want to talk about this weekend? And I was just like, in my head, I was like, well, you acted psycho, so I don't want to talk about it this weekend. But they kept pulling it on me, and I'm just like, well, this is what I want to do, but, like, you did this, and so that's not really kind of on the table anymore. And they lost it. They lost it. Crying and screaming in the forest in front of everybody. Like, it was the most awkward walk back to the car when this person's losing their mind. Crying and crying and crying, and then went to, like, my bathroom and cried for another half an hour. And, like, I'm just like, I just kind of, like, let it go. Like, I don't know why I did this, but I was just like, fine, I'll give you the relationship. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't know why I did that, but I was tired. I was just like, fine, here's your official relationship. Hopefully it'll actually change and be for the better, since you said that it would be better once you had the official title. And, like, legit, I'm not lying to you, legit, within, like, 2 minutes, not even 5 minutes, not even a full solid five, she's asking me, like, so, like, how long until we can get married? I'm like, are you serious? Like, your sales technique was bad. I still succumbed. I don't know. It succumbed, like, the past tense to succumb. But basically, I still gave you exactly what you wanted, even though your sales technique was garbage. And people need to understand that. So many people in this world are so focused on selling themselves and being the best person of that they can be that they don't even look at who they're buying. Who you're talking to. Who you're getting into a relationship with. Right? They have to be someone that's good for you, right? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I was 100%, I was just like, fine, whatever. And, like, you're turning around and being like, all right, next phase, let's get them papers going. I don't know what it was. I don't even know what it was. But, and I'm like, and I said that, I was like, yo, we just started the relationship, like, straight. And I mean, I'm leaving out a lot of things in this, and it's not like I'm leaving it out because I'm trying to incriminate someone else, or it's not because I'm, like, trying to make it sound worse or whatever have you. It's just, I don't want to talk too much about this because it's kind of in the past anyways, but I just wanted to kind of illustrate, you know, the toxic people thing, and I'll talk about that in a second. So, like, that happened, and then not even 24 hours later, she started causing shit again with my ex. So that was a blatant lie to get yourself into a relationship saying that everything will be fine once you got the official thing. So I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to take your stuff, take your stuff back. And they made a big stink about like items that were insignificant. But I was just like, fine, whatever. If these are so important to you, I will get these to you. And I got them to it. And, you know, we were, you know, I guess still talking on a friendship level, I guess. And it still kept going. And I got to the point where I was like, I don't want anything remotely in my room or in my life reminding me of you. I've never, ever, ever had that in my entire life. I can tell you right now, to this day, I still have stuff from, like, maybe third girlfriend, like, when I was, like, 17. Do I look at this stuff? No. But I know that it's somewhere in this house, right? But I wanted nothing of this girl in this house. Nothing. Because of the way that she acted and, like, was so, you know, just toxic. And so that's why that brings you back to the beginning, right? That's the end of story time. But that brings me back to the beginning. So this is a person that was not born in this country. And we're going to have many, many conversations about what it means to be Canadian, what it means to be in a first world nation, all type of stuff, right? Because I think so many people take it granted for granted and don't appreciate for what it is. But this is a person that doesn't come from a nation that's a first world nation. And they're taught, by all means, survive. And they're looking at, like, here's my opportunity to get into a first world nation on an easier way because, again, the immigration into this country is hard as fuck, long as fuck. And so you're going to have people that are going to try to jump the system. In whatever way, shape, or form, right? It is what it is. And again, I will stress, this isn't wrong that this person's doing this. It's what they were brought up as, and it's based upon the atmosphere and the teachings that they learned, right? So it's like, it sucks, but it's not what I'm vibing with, and it's not where I'm going. And there's people, and I know this, I know, like, there's websites out there, there's, like, there's people that want this shit, right, that are just like, hell yeah, like, I'm gonna have this person in my life, you know, that's gonna be here and be, you know, my wife or my husband or whatever have you, and yeah, I mean, it'll be some version of love, it won't be the true version of love. It'll be like, I love what you provide for me. like, yeah, maybe over time it learns to be true love. Maybe, yeah, because I've even heard, like, even arranged marriages become true love. But on the initial part, no. It's kind of like, it's based upon the tradition of it, not based upon the love. But anyways. With that being said. So yeah, this just happens with it. So I just cut that stuff out. So kind of like putting a whole cap on everything, you have to figure out where you want to go in life and what you want to vibe with going forward. I keep saying the word vibe. I think I've heard myself say it 5 times just in this podcast alone. I don't even use this word often, but it's fit for this vibe. Is that magazine still out? Is Vibe magazine still a thing? Anyways, so you have to figure out where you're going to go and who you're going to vibe with and just stick to it. And don't fault people that are not with it. It just means they're different. They're on a different journey, different path. It's whatever. It really is whatever. But yeah, that's kind of like the main thing that I wanted to talk about, and I don't know how this is, like, this podcast is going to work when I bind this together and upload it, and I don't know, we'll see how it goes, and next time I'll keep my eye just beaming on this recording flashing on the top of my phone, and hope that I don't have this little cut thing, or maybe I'll learn how to edit, that'll be a thing, that'd be cool, so I can edit these things and then upload them. But yeah, I'm hoping that was entertaining for you guys. In the long run, I'll have a lot more stories like this, where things that I've learned. But this is like probably the freshest, I would say, the freshest thing that's happened in my life, and what I've learned from it. But to all the people that are involved, there's nothing wrong with the way, they approached the situation. Everybody approached the situation the way that they felt was best. And, shit just happens the way it happens. And, I don't have any anger towards people or ill will, if you say, towards people. But, yeah. So, in the future, also, we'll have the ability to, like, I will have, like, I don't know where this is going to go, where I'm going to see comments and maybe I'll do an email for this or whatever have you. But I would love to get, like, your feedback on, like, maybe there was a time that you had someone toxic in life and how did that go about? And I don't know, maybe if you want me to read it on the air, I can do that, or on the podcast, whatever have you. What do you call this? On the air, podcast, whatever. I can do that. I can answer your questions. I'm looking forward to connecting with everybody that listens. This is a really early stage, so right now I only have technically 6 listeners. I don't even know if that's 6 listeners on Anchor alone or just across all platforms. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more of these. So I'll talk to you guys next Monday, and hopefully it'll be Monday in the morning instead of Monday hella late. Right now it's 10:27. All right, see ya.